Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M rocks the footy.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Great to have your company. Sterlo will join us at roughly 2:30, I think, just around the same time as the Cooler will be with us, who had a win last
Woo-hoo!
Week. The Cooler back in.
Oh, form. There's a call that they want to build the Cooler a statue.
Really?
Let's not get too excited.
Mate, he needs a few more collects for that.
Outside. If, hey, you were on.
I was on, but he needs.
You
yeah,
were
but
on.
I was also on for the 2 months prior as well, when it was a strip out. So I love the Cooler, but
hang on.
He needs a few more victories.
It's back to back, yeah? Because.
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah, no, it was back to back. So the week before, it was a scratching. That's a win.
Oh,
and then straight into a $7. What would it pay, Hoops?
It paid $7.
$7. There you go.
No, well done, Cooler. So,
there's V for M.
Around 2:30, the Cooler will be there.
I don't think the Cooler actually even watched that race.
They missed it.
Because I had to tell the Cooler.
No, he was at the casino.
He's
on the tables.
His job was done by that stage. Sterlo will join us at 2:30, as I said, and we can obviously talk to him all about State of Origin, how he felt as being part of the New South Wales setup as well. All that ahead, we are going to go into the NRL stock market. Plenty to go with. And Wendell Saylor, I know you just did a little walk out and you've come back in. I apologise.
I'm all right. Sorry about that.
I apologise if there's any kind of bullying in any way, shape or
no,
form.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
So look, just to be nice to you now, understand your son, future St. George Illawarra, first NRL player, Tristan.
Yes.
Is his birthday today?
Yeah, he turns 19, so we're having a party for him. So he's got to play tomorrow, actually. He's got to play football tomorrow, but I'll get home this afternoon. We'll have a bit of a birthday dinner. So happy birthday, Tristan. And
early start for him tomorrow?
Mate, I can't believe it. The under 20s tomorrow. I think there might be the State of Origin for the women or something on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So their game's been pushed to 9:30 in the morning. So, but you know what's good? I'm looking forward to it. So young Jack Johns, who plays in the back row on 5'8", he's a pretty fair player too.
Matty
Johns' son.
Yep.
So they're going up against one another. And there's another young kid too from the Newcastle Knights that his dad was a professional footballer back in the day. But also, if you get there tomorrow, there's young Willis, Andrew Willis, who played, so his son. And then also Dylan Morris, the half-brother of the Morris brothers. And he's a pretty fair player. He's a score-trying freak, yeah.
All right, there you go. That's tomorrow. Right now, it's time for this.
What does the fox say?
Foxy. Yeah, Jimmy Fox, the State of Origin week, so give it to me. Yeah. Jimmy Fox.
Is it just me, or is that getting more and more disturbing?
It's getting creepy.
No, it is.
It's getting a bit
starting
creepy.
To get a little bit creepy.
It's got the moustache.
I think it's the gyrating on the chair.
Oh, yeah.
Does it? Have you noticed that, how that starts out?
I just try and get it with
is
the
Is that
vibe.
The rhythm, is it?
Yeah, rhythm.
Oh, yeah, it's the flow.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the flow.
Wish that was on camera.
I'm feeling the flow.
That's very
I'm
good.
Glad you sit next to him, Hoops.
All right. Can you still come up with what the fox says?
I can still come up with it, Tone. I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of talk recently about Sean Kenny-Dowell and what the future holds for him. He's obviously played plenty of footy with the Sydney Roosters and also with the Kiwis. Tony's going to go to the Knights. So he'll sign with the Knights over the course of the next week. Great signing for them. Look, obviously he's had an incident off the field recently, but he's gone to court. The courts have dealt with that matter.
There's no conviction.
He was given no conviction. Yeah. So as a result of that, the Knights will give him a 2.5-year deal. He's got a little bit of a hamstring injury that he's picked up while he's actually been doing some training on his own. So he won't be able to play next weekend, but I think we'll see him wearing the Knights jumper very soon. He'll sign before June 30.
That's good.
And he'll get an opportunity there. I think it's a good signing for Newcastle. I think it makes sense for both parties.
That's great.
And I think it's a really good thing for Sean too, because, 6 months in the wilderness, I don't think would have been good for any aspect of his personality with what he's been through. They need to, you've got to get these guys back in there. There's a duty of care from the NRL, and I think it's really good that he's moved up to Newcastle and get on with doing what he does best.
And I think, mate, Newcastle should be applauded too, because obviously he's charged, the court's dealt with it. On the back of losing someone like Jared Mullen, to sign, people would have been saying, oh, look, I don't know if we need that, but different things. But Sean Cannydale will be a good buy for them, and they need someone like him in the outside backs.
He is a good character, Sean Cannydale. I think
people love him, don't they?
I think it'll work. Yeah,
the Roosters boys are Kiwi boys. Whenever you talk about it, you know, talk about him, mate, everyone speaks positively about him, even though he's made a couple of little off-field incidents.
They need players with experience.
Of course they do.
You've been there and done it. They need blokes who have played at all levels, and he certainly ticks all the right boxes. So I think he'll be a good signing. Yep. Tone, good news for you and the Dragons.
Oh, hello.
Tomorrow they play the Knights. Tyson Frizzell will back up. So,
really?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Jesus, warrior. He was huge on Wednesday night, and he'll definitely he'll be out there tomorrow.
He looks sore
Newcastle.
By the end of that game. Yeah, I think he still carried that rib injury into the Origin.
He's carrying a rib cartilage injury. He's actually had it. I think it was the day that Maroon started warning you blokes up about Sydney's hottest couple in the stands at Brookvale. He actually picked it up that game, and he's carried it for, I'd be 6 or 7 weeks.
I wonder what the ratio is. I mean, we know how many I wonder how many players are actually backing up and how many are going to be rested. It'd be interesting because I know that later we are going to discuss now, especially on the back of Laurie Daly coming out and saying it's basically cruel to make these guys go around again, and the concept, and now just going to that next level. At what point do we really start, you know, taking care of our Origin players and our clubs?
There's got to be standalone Origin weekends, doesn't
you
there?
Think
we're
going to
have
you
one
think
next
coming.
Year, right?
You
that's
got to
be a preview of how it's going to roll in the future.
Mate, it has to be now. Just with the training and how far the game's gone from that grassroots level, watching the 18s and the 20s, the way they play, the intensity is unbelievable. And the contact and the confrontation, it's not like back in the old days when we could back up, Gerds. It's a whole new level now.
Yep.
Everything has gone to the cutting edge. And, mate, I see it all the time, and it's unfair on those players now. I know they're getting big money. People go, oh, they're getting $30,000 a game.
Yep.
Who cares? Like, what's best for our game? Do you want to go and see what we saw, you know, in the split round? I know there was some good young
players. We'll have a look at the game that we've sold to, you know, the
Adelaide.
Yeah. Adelaide. Building, I mean, I'm not really sure why we're taking the game down there because it's not part of our, you know, expansion at any point.
Yeah.
I know there's cash obviously involved, but there's going to be, you know, none of the big four from Melbourne down.
It is. It's a shame. And you look at the other Origin players who haven't been able to back up. So
that's
James Tedesco, Darius Boyd, the four Melbourne Storm players, Jonathan Thurston. It's a hell of an injury.
I want to get into that in some detail in a little while.
Oh, really, Tony?
Yeah.
You got a plan?
I've got a plan. It's on this piece of paper I handed out to you earlier.
Okay.
I don't know if somebody else would read
look
it.
At it.
Occasionally,
we're going off script again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just finally, Tone, on the Maroons. I think we'll see Wendell touched on it a little bit earlier. I think we'll see Cameron Munster win the vacant number 3 jumper that Darius Boyd will be unable to fill. I think Michael Morgan will play 5'8", and then on the bench they got a decision to make.
Picking people out of position. Another fullback in the centres, or is he a 5'8"?
He can play both. I'll tell you what he is. He's a gun player.
Yeah,
I reckon he'll go good in Origin.
First Origin.
Yeah. And what about the bench?
Yeah, it reminds me of Jack
Byrne. The bench is the interesting one. I actually think I get the impression that Kevvy Walters is a big fan of Ben Hunt. So even though Wayne Bennett has dropped Ben Hunt to reserve grade recently, I get the impression that Ben Hunt could possibly get pulled out of reserve grade. The last player that happened to was Michael Jennings.
Yeah.
Ricky picked him out of reserve grade with the Panthers a few years back.
Mate, Kevvy won't do that. Ben Hunt,
won't get picked. I think you'll find that Ben Hunt's in contention.
Wasn't Kevvy at the Broncos when they made the grand final?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wasn't he the mentor to Benny Hunt at that time?
Yeah, Ben Hunt and obviously Milford. And when they wanted him back last year, obviously it went public. And then Wayne hosed it out because, you know, Kevvy obviously was going to come back into it. Was it last year or the year before?
It was last year. No, it was last year. And they ended up, I think they should have gone
Nipped
that way.
The
they didn't do it. Wayne decided he wanted to go another direction. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Why was Ben Hunt 19th man in camp if he's not in consideration? Was he called in last week out of reserve
He might be, but I wouldn't pick him. He's not playing well enough to be there. There's other guys playing better than him at the moment.
So who would you pick?
Corey Norman?
What, on the bench?
Yes.
I told you before.
Oh, you'd have four forwards.
Same player, Jake Lilliman. I'd go with four forwards. Weren't you listening to me earlier on, mate?
I was, yeah. They just painted on a little bit sometimes, he is.
There you go. That is What Does the Fox Say? Next, we're going to get into the
NRL. He's off again.
He's gone. Oh, no. He's out again. No one's listening to me.
No one is listening to me.
As long as he's listening to us so we can get critiqued.
Saturday Triple M NRL rocking the footy. Saturday Triple M NRL doing it for Bryden's Lawyers. Just have a quick look at that Tyre Power scoreboard. In case you aren't aware of what's going on, we're obviously in State of Origin, Queensland 18 over New South Wales 16, the Warriors 21, the Bulldogs 14, and the Tigers and the Titans. It was a win to the Gold Coast 26-14. We'll chat shortly about that. Jared Haynes, terrific performance, certainly in the second half. We'll look at that in just a moment. Right now, though, time for this.
Nobody knows if a stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm just going to run a few issues, a few names past you. Are you buying? Are you selling? Are you holding? There's been some talk, not as much, it's kind of come from just a couple of quarters, about the refereeing. Now, we've thrown the referees post-Origin into the stock market before. Last time around, we were all excited about what went on in State of Origin 1 in terms of the officiating. No dramas whatsoever. A few issues this time around. Are you buying, selling, or holding on the Origin referees?
Yeah, look, I thought they were poor on Wednesday night, being honest. I thought there was just 46 minutes without a penalty. I know that's, you know, sort of New South Wales' favour, but I just think there was a lot of incidents. The Billy Slater incident they missed. They need to crack down on a few different things for game three in relation to, you know, the kick chase guys, you know, taking blocking, guys out and blocking. I think it's a real, it was a blight on Origin 2, and I think they need to get that right for Origin 3. So they're low at the moment. I'll buy because I think they'll do a good job at Origin 3. I think they'll get it right up there.
Oh, I love the way you play this game.
He's outside the square, isn't he? He's always outside the square. I'm going to buy as well. I think they got a tough gig. I'm with Gerds. I don't think it was their best performance on Wednesday night, but Matt Chechen is the best in the business, and I reckon he'll bounce back very quickly, and I think he'll do a great job in Origin 3, and we'll get an epic game, Tone, up at Suncorp.
All right, Del?
I'm selling. I just what they did in the first Origin, I thought they were really good, the referees, minimal penalties. But even from the start of the game, they just didn't have control of the game. And I know this is going to sound funny. I know the vision shows that he scored a try, but in the call, believe it or not, I actually think that Valentine Holmes actually stepped on the line. I know that the vision shows that he doesn't, but how can we not get that camera angle?
That's right. That wasn't the camera angle from behind, was there? One was fly up, and the other one was the camera I think was playing.
And no disrespect to Valentine Holmes, because I'm happy that he's joined me on one try for Queensland. So great to have you in that club, mate. But I just think with that game, it just changes you know, the course of not so much the outcome. I mean, at the end of the day, New South Wales had plenty of chances to win. But for me, taking my Queensland hat off, I just thought that was a camera angle, a call they should have got right. But look, they went with it. They're going to make mistakes. I don't know. People showed me vision where they reckon he didn't touch it. I don't know what you guys think.
Just whether his heel was up. Really. But there wasn't enough sufficient evidence to overturn.
Did
you speak to him about Valentine Holmes on NRL?
Yeah, I did. I spoke to him the day after the game. Yeah. He's a nice young kid, and huge entry into the State of Origin arena. He thought that his foot was on the line.
There you go. Thank you. See, vindicated.
He was obviously taking the try because it helped Queensland get to a wonderful victory.
Correct.
And we talk about, I know you talked about the blockers, Gerds.
Yeah.
Mate, me and Billy Harrigan have been talking about for 2 years, the blockers. Mate, I don't mind a fair contest, but it's, you know, you coach the boys, and I know I worked through the junior system. Mate, you coach that, but it's getting out of control now, and it does ruin a spectacle.
It does.
It does. And I agree with it, but
there's nothing more spectacular than attacking kicks going up and having chases go through and try and loop above the defenders come down. We see Israel Folau's try in 2008, was it, or whatever. I mean, we just don't see enough of that anymore because they just don't get the opportunity to get underneath attacking kicks anymore. It needs to be worked out.
And two more. When Billy Slater got taken out, Billy Slater got taken out on that by Wade Graham, but by the same token, with New South Wales, there was a forward pass, I think, from Thurston, believe it or not, I'm saying there. Yeah. I don't know how you missed that. So, look, at the end of the day, we all make mistakes, but we need to get it right because this is a big spectacle for our game.
Okay, you've sold on the Origin refs. Now, of course, the big story coming out of it was, apart from the win for Queensland, which is brilliant, and that last-moment conversion from Jonathan Thurston, and it is a Jonathan Thurston story. He is now out of Origin. His season is over with that shoulder injury. He needs surgery. So where does that place? And I think I kind of know where you guys will go. The Cowboys, where are they? Are you buying, you're selling, you're holding hoops?
I think you've got to sell, Tone. No Matt Scott. He's been gone for a long time now and won't be back this season. And then, look, JT, he's the conductor of everything that they do. As much as they've still got a strong side, I couldn't see them making the finals, but I can't see them winning the competition.
I would buy the Cowboys, Tony, because with Matt Scott and Jonathan Thurston out and hold long-term, possibly JT's last year, next year, I think in 18 months they'll challenge for the title.
So wow,
I would buy blue chicks.
Can I just buy the Cowboys and hold on?
Because they're really low at the moment and then hold on for 18 months?
Gerds has got a new title, Ryan Gerd, like the game's best thinker.
100%. Like, jeez.
You just, like, somebody playing Monopoly with real money. I mean, I just don't get what's going on.
I'd buy.
Yeah, I know you're buying.
He sees things the other kids don't see.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Dill?
Mate. I'm probably going to hold.
I'm buying Wendell.
I'm probably going to hold. When you got a bloke like Tal Malolo there, he probably hasn't played his best since he signed that big, big fat contract.
Yeah, that's true.
But you got some really good juniors in the 20s too. Their 20s Cowboys system.
I think he's been in good form, Tal Malolo. You think he's dropped off a little bit?
He's been okay, but he hasn't been menacing like he has. But what I'm saying, you got young Cohen Hess there, you got Gavin Cooper, you got some very good outside backs. We know Lachlan Cooten.
And they'll be better next year.
Yeah, and
Hess and will be. A year under his belt.
Boys, and then you got a young kid like Gideon Mosby, Mosby coming through too. So
he'll be good next year.
I'm holding on the Cowboys.
All right, look, I have to throw it at you. St. George Illawarra, the Dragons, what are we doing? Are we buying? Are we selling? Are we holding? Let's face it, they're on Struggle Street.
James. I'm buying, Tone. I'm buying, yeah, so I've been buying the whole way. I think that, yeah, they're going through a little bit of a plateau at the moment, but I got faith in the style of footy that they played over the opening 2 months of the competition, and I think that they can steady, kick again, and then make a bit of a run into the final.
I'm going to hold on the Dragons, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you've got a bit of stock, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a fair bit of stock, and I wouldn't be selling that stock at this point, but I'd certainly hold. I need to see a little bit more over the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. As Hoop said, they have plateaued, and I'd like to see when Widdop gets back to full strength, because I don't think he's 100% at the moment. They need to show something in the next couple of weeks, otherwise I might be looking to lose
offload.
A few.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm buying. I'm buying for the single fact is, through this Origin time, mate, those Origin players, there's a lot of energy that gets taken out of them. So you look at Dugan, obviously you look at Tyson Frizzell, you know, backing up. You look at who's the other one they've got there. Mate, like Gareth Widdop's just come back. But that gives them comfort. Frizzell's the other player. Mate, it takes so much out of your state of Origin. And I think when the Dragons have those players at their best, energised, that's when those players like Tim Laffey, Paul Vaughan, even those guys played at a level. Now they're just playing out of it, but they'll find their second wind.
What concerns me a little bit about the Dragons is when they don't have that dominance through the middle, they look to go side to side, and they've been doing it the last couple of weeks, and they don't do it really well. And sides now are coming into that game knowing if they compress their defence up and they try and make the Dragons play a style in which they're not good at, which would be go around them, they're going to have success. They've worked that out. It's halfway through the season. They need to come up with a bit of a plan B when they meet sides that they can't dominate through the middle. If they can't do that, they won't win the big games at the end of the year.
But I think they will find that. We've seen with DeBellin and those guys. Mate, DeBellin suspended this week, but mate, they're so good through the middle, and Tarek Sims. But I think they will find something else. And if you have a look at it, Nana McDonald has dropped off a little bit too.
Yeah,
so that, you know, that back threes. But mate, I'm going to back the Dragons. I think Paul McGregor can get it right.
All right, then, look, there are a couple of other things I want to throw into the stock market. We might set them aside and just chat with on them individually, including the man of the match origin, how the process of how that happens. There was some conjecture about whether Josh Jackson, who was brilliant, certainly in that first half.
He was New South Wales' best player.
Yeah, definitely, and how he picked up that gong ahead of several others in Maroon jerseys. Also, that the NRL schedule. There are a couple of things. We might get to them as well. We got plenty to talk. We'll hear from...
Is it an extended...
Market,
or are we just going to chat about something else?
It's an extended market.
It's an extended market, or not?
It is an extended market, I think,
just a chat,
isn't it?
What's your sheet say, Tony? Because apparently now, you know, we can't go off the sheet.
Does your whole thing about how you discuss this really work? It's only if it's part of the stock market, you're going to discuss it one way. If it's just a general conversation, it will be a different mindset.
I need to make a decision on whether I'm going to buy, sell, or hold, Tony.
Right.
So you need to let me know if that's coming into consideration or whether we're just going to blab on about
it. Okay, let's put this on the stock market. Should we change the stock market? This is Saturday.
Never miss a minute of the footy. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
The time to rewrite history is now.
With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper. Triple M rocks the footy.
Yes, a couple of Origin legends there in Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler, and a man who knows the business more than anybody, James Hooper, all sharing the afternoon with you before that game kicking off at 3 o'clock. Stirler will join us at 2:30. We are slap bang in the middle of this.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL stock market.
So you happy, Girds? We're still in the stock market, mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think you need the direction.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just going to start talking about things willy-nilly.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to have a framework. Otherwise, it's just... It's, it's, anarchy.
You got it.
All right, then. The man of the match, Josh Jackson, was man of the match, State of Origin 2. Nobody argues how terrific he played.
No.
Certainly in that first half, he was absolutely monumental.
He was.
And, of course, the Queensland team come back and win in the dying moments of the game. Many believe then it was probably well-deserved for a maroon jersey to be standing on that dais. So it's the man of the match method, the way that they do it. Do they go early? Is it right? Is it wrong? Are you buying? Are you selling? Are you holding?
Well, apparently they make the decision a couple of minutes before full time. And so when you, especially in a state of origin, I mean, how many of those have we seen being decided in those dying moments? And it just, you know, man of the match, I believe man of the match, unless someone in the losing side has done something extraordinary, I believe, you know, the thing to do is give it to the winning team because, one, they enjoy it a lot more because there's nothing worse than getting man of the match and getting beat in a game like that. It's not an award that, you're that happy about. I think the system needs to change. I think it must have something to do with logistics, with getting down there and being able to get the TV. It's obviously got something to do with the TV, making sure they get the right guy at the right time. I don't know.
But I think their name on a trophy or anything.
But
else.
They got it.
But I'm selling it, Tony, until they change it. Okay. I'm selling it. It's on a downward spiral.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, I'm selling. I think it's not the pinnacle of the game, but it's one of those, you know, one of the jewels in the crown, and we need to get it right. Josh Jackson had an outstanding game. He was one of New South Wales' best, along with Dugan, and I think Clemmer. But I think when you make a decision 15 or 20 minutes before full time on man of the match, I don't think that's acceptable, especially...
I can't believe that's the way it happens.
And it's true, and it's on a voting system. So the three judges, and they are some of the greats of our game.
Australian selectors.
They could just have like a WhatsApp with, you know, if you're a man of the match selector and all hit it, you know, at full time, and it comes through and... But Freddie goes down and picks him out. It's easy.
See, this is what happens on the stock market, Tony. We solve everything.
Yeah. It's a WhatsApp.
So, but to Josh Jackson, mate, it's so hard. It's so hard to play in that arena. To get man of the match, congratulations to him. But it just something that needs to be fixed, because I thought Josh McGuire or Dane Gagai was outstanding. Mm. And I think, you know, he's missed probably two opportunities for man of the match. But we just need to get this fixed.
He does love an origin, Dane Gagai, doesn't he?
Well, people have said to me, they go, mate, why can't Dane Gagai play like that for Newcastle? Well, it's hard at Newcastle when you're playing off the back foot and you're playing in a different position. That's why I wouldn't move Dane Gagai from the wing. He's been, as far as wingers have seen on the origin, he is dominant. I think he's got 6 or 7 tries at the moment.
Yeah. He's huge. Yeah. He's flying. Yeah.
What about the man of the match process for you?
You got to sell, Tone. You got to sell. With all due respect to the Australian selectors, I don't think it's their fault. It's the system that's broken. You can't ask 4 greats of the game to select a man of the match with 10 minutes to go. It needs to be done at full time. And I think if it was done at full time, then Josh McGuire is man of the match, and I think Dane Gagai is a shandy behind him. And then Josh Jackson. And interestingly, Tone, Blake Ferguson actually got the New South Wales players player.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was good. Blake Ferguson. He was really strong. Strong carries.
I thought Dugan was good.
Dugan was good too.
Tedesco went off.
Mate,
he went back to fullback. But you know what happened for Queensland too? I know it's a bit different. Mate, when they missed their twin attack there too, around the edge areas. Mate, with Tedesco and Dugan. But Dugan doesn't really play that many bad games for New South Wales.
Nah.
Bad games. There have been some, and obviously during State of Origin, focus goes towards State of Origin, and then the NRL does suffer. The club rounds do suffer a little bit. They suffer, obviously, from Origin players not being there, from split rounds. The set schedule that is put in place, I don't know, Gerds, we think it's done in Sweden somewhere, or Switzerland.
I think a guy in Canada wearing a skivvy presses a button, and then they spit out the first 20 weeks of the competition, supposedly, but always the first round.
Yeah.
Always a little questionable, isn't it? Because, you know, you all of a sudden get these local derbies for round one, but I don't know, maybe the guy in the skivvy's more educated than we know. But it's a tough one because we do want to embrace people having a fixed schedule and being able to travel away to follow their team. That is part. If you want to get bums on seats, you need to make sure that these people have time make those arrangements.
Like yesterday, the people of Gold Coast have been taking a long time to plan for their holiday in Campbelltown.
Yeah.
So, you know, down they've come.
Okay. And exactly right. And we don't want to take that away. But I think the old system was, you know, you would get 5 weeks' notice. It's going to introduce a little bit of spontaneity into people's lives, Tony. Like, hey, 5 weeks' time, we can go to Campbelltown. Yeah, something to look forward to, you know.
You're staying at Ridges again?
It just doesn't, I just don't think it works. It doesn't work for the TV, and they're the guys paying the big bucks. And, I mean, I think they're the guys that want to do it. But last night to have, you know, those sides on Friday night footy, when we pretty much got a full round on, four sides that I don't think are going to figure in the finals.
Yep.
And wasn't a great night of watching, you know, the games. I think we can do a better job with some changes to the scheduling time.
Okay, then.
So not the guy in the skivvy. He's doing a great job.
No, so you're selling.
Just the system. I'm selling.
Hoops.
I was going to say bye, but I can't after that argument. He's mounted such a strong case. I'm selling the bloke in the skivvy.
Why?
I don't like him. No, look, what is he? Is he next door to your chalet over there in Canada, is he? No.
My chalet's in Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Well, it's my wife's. No,
I just think that, you know, you look at the draw over the last few rounds, and I think it was last weekend we saw, you know, that young gun Melbourne Storm side face the Cowboys. Now, look, it was magnificent because we saw the next generation get an opportunity and rise to the occasion, and it was a brilliant game. But that game during the regular season with all the big gun players available is an absolute showpiece event of the round. So I just think that at the moment they could definitely make some changes, so I'm going to sell Tone.
I think we all know. We're getting the biggest TV rights, but we've got to sell. We've got to be something better for our fans and obviously for us and even the players. So it was good to see young Brody Croft and that come on last week because they're going to be good kids. He was the captain of the Queensland 20s side, and you can just see the
he
future.
He looks like Cooper Cronk kicking that field goal. He looked exactly like him.
But he looks like
and to be honest, like even watching them run around and play, even when they lost, I think we did the Triple M call, Gerds. I think you missed them. The boys were coming up after the game, and they were pretty disappointed. But you could just tell that's got that Melbourne Storm sort of style of play about them. So that's why when Cooper Cronk is moved on, they know they've got this young kid and what's the other one? Rolly Jacks coming through. So yeah, we've got to sell. We've got to make this game better for the fans, and I'm selling on that.
Okay, finally in the stock market. Wendell Saylor's moustache, week two.
Oh, it's got to start again.
We're buying.
Why are you going to make holding? Mate, can I say this? Why are you going to get my mate? Just give it a month.
Mate, it's back.
Give it a month.
Give it a month. This has been 2 weeks.
Are you planning for it to come down mutton chop style? Mate, handlebar style?
I'm not that bad. I'm going to let it come right out. I'm going to try and grow it till like November.
Mm. Yeah, well, then I'm buying. If he's going that far, I'm in. I'm all in.
I am.
All the way through to November.
I'm going all in as well, Tone.
Yeah.
I reckon that he can get a real element of volume. I think it can be like one of those brushes on the billiard table, one of those real thick brushes. It's going to be flying in another couple of weeks.
That's all.
And when he peroxides it blonde, it's going to look so good.
Boys, you know what? That's what I wanted you to do to back me. So I'm growing this till November now, boys.
Yes.
Thank you, boys.
There you go.
Walk
at it. Go. You've done enough. Go on. Off you go. Yes.
He's out.
Bye, buddy.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Woo-hoo!
the boss. Just rocking the footy as we do here at Triple M. It's a Saturday afternoon. We're doing it for Bryden's lawyers. Plenty to come, as we said, in just under an hour. Peter Sterling will be with us. And thanks to Iveco Trucks, we'll do a bit of a preview of the game in North Queensland. That is ahead. Gentlemen, right now, it is time to play a bit of this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Three in five.
I love Tony Sessions. I love the three in five.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
Three in five.
Yes, three in five. Here it is. I haven't really got any major theme this week. There is a little bit of Jonathan Thurston in it because, as we know, he did kick the winning goal. He did play above and beyond, and he then did, and sadly, come to the decision that he won't be able to play anymore, certainly not in Origin 3 and not for the rest of this season. So in the first of these three and five questions, I'll go to you, Ryan Girdler.
Mm-hmm.
JT, can you name three other JTs in the NRL?
Tom Malolo, Trebojevic, and Trigonoff.
Trigonoff.
Yeah, he plays reserve grade for Manly.
Yeah, Jared.
That was good. Jake Trebojevic is obviously there. James Tedesco's there. James Tamo is there. Jason Tamalolo is there. Joel Thompson is there. I would have even taken Jason Taylor, the assistant coach at the Roosters.
Oh, mate. Yeah, he's at the Roosters now. Good on you, JT. Hope you're on, mate.
All right, James Hooper. JT was to have played his 300th game this weekend. Could you name three players who have played 300 games for one club?
Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk.
Oh, that's just...
Steve Menzies.
Yeah, too easy. Oh, no, he...
Well...
No, Northern Eagles. Northern Eagles.
Northern Eagles doesn't count. It could have been Darren Lockyer, Corey Parker, Cam Smith, as you've got right. Nathan Hindmarsh, Anthony Minicillo, Jason Croker, Hazem El Masri, Coop Cronk, you got.
And of course, more options than me, didn't he?
Luke Rickardson. He did. Yeah. He had a lot of options. Wendell Saylor, you don't have so many options.
Yeah.
Name the three ingredients in a tequila sunrise.
Oh, yeah, salt. salt, lemon, lime. Yeah.
A little bit of tequila, maybe?
yeah, and then tequila, but you know.
Salt, lemon, and lime in a tequila sunrise.
Am I right?
No, you're wrong. Tequila was a really good idea.
Yeah, that was a good
tequila
one.
Tequila was the first one. Then you've got an orange.
What there's not an orange in there. There's a lime. In
that's
tequila.
A slammer. It's tequila slammer. This is a sunrise.
Tequila shot. I'm thinking shots.
You're thinking shots.
I'm a shots man.
Here it is. What half past 20 to quarter two, and you're thinking shots. All right. Well, I'll give you a football one as well. Hey, you ready to go?
That might be an idea, Tony. This is because of the footy show, mate.
This is tougher. It's not the footy show. Can you name three players who have played for both North Queensland Cowboys and Penrith?
Oh my goodness. Lachlan Coote.
Lachlan Coote is good. James Tarmer.
Gavin Cooper.
James Seguiara.
Nice. Yes. Actually, taking us, why do you always give me the hard ones? Do you not like me or
it's
something?
It's a stitch up, mate.
I know. Yeah. I enjoy your personality and the way you deal with it.
No, you don't.
If I didn't think you could deal with it, I would have asked Hoops because I don't care what he does. Saturday Triple M NRL. 1, 2, 3,
a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, my.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Listen to that crap.
I'm saved. Hallelujah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
As the back page of the Daily Telegraph sports section today says, the end. It's a photograph of Jonathan Thurston. His back, the tattoo of the angel wings on his back. Jonathan Thurston finally finished tormenting New South Wales after 37 games and 10 series wins. That shoulder injury has put him out of the season, and that means he's out of the Origin for Origin 3. Was to be his last year in Origin anyway, so that is the end of a man who has been absolutely wonderful for that series, for the game. We thought, given he is the huge story that is going around this week, it's only right that you hear from the great man himself. Jonathan Thurston made time this morning to speak to Dobbo and Margot Parker at Triple M, the Weekenders, this morning in Brisbane. Here is some of that interview.
Jonathan Thurston, Queensland's greatest. He joins us this morning. G'day, JT.
G'day, how are you?
Hey, Jay. Thanks so much for coming on. I shoot him a little text this morning and just gave him the guilty message. Please help me in my little show in Brisbane.
You wouldn't have done it for me.
So thanks for being with us this morning.
No problem.
How are you feeling, mate? Devastated.
Yeah, too, but yeah, it's just a roller coaster of emotions at the moment. One minute I'm feeling good, and then the next minute I start thinking about the game and about missing the Origin and the rest of the season, and I want to, start feeling sick and want to cry, and then, you know, I see my girls, and then I'm happy again,
yeah.
And it's just a roller coaster of emotions at the moment. Obviously devastated, but, you know, that's footy.
Mate, when we spoke to you on Thursday morning, you were really adamant that it was going to come down to what the Cowboys medical team said, and that they had the best interest in you because they knew your body so well. Was there any chance at all that you could have played game three in yourself and then had the operation, or it was just about, it has to get done now?
I did ask them that, and the advice that they gave me was you could, but if the tear gets any bit better, then the quality of your life post-football isn't going to be great. And what he meant by that, you probably won't be able to pick your kids up,
yeah.
Things like that. So that was the advice that I'd been given. And while I would love to be there for game three, you know, I'd prefer to pick my kids up a thousand times over. So, you know, the decision was pretty easy in the end, as much as I'm shattered. You know, life after football is coming to, is not far away, and, you know, that was the decision.
And totally not even a doubt in your mind, and that's just not even questionable to sacrifice that. You've got two beautiful little girls with your partner, Sam, and, you know, I understand having small children and a husband who plays football that it's just not even a question of doubt. When are you looking to have that surgery, JT?
Hopefully next week sometime. So I've still got to talk to the surgeon yet and go from there. Yeah, so looking to get it done next week sometime.
And going into game two, did you know that there was a risk of this happening, or did you think your shoulder was pretty solid?
No, I thought it was pretty solid. Obviously played the game against Para up in Northern Territory, and you know, from all the stuff that I had to do strength-wise, all the testing that I had to do strength-wise, I'd passed with flying colours. So in my mind, my shoulder was 100% right to go, and it was just one of those things that it was just unlucky, really. I just copped a whack on it, and it's torn the supraspinatus a bit more, and it's ruled me out for the rest of the year. Mm.
Devastating that you can't finish your career in front of your home crowd at an Origin level, but Wednesday night for you, was that up there with one of the greatest victories you've been a part of? All the adversity in the world for this side, down 16-6. I mean, it's hard to, I suppose, rank them, but for you, so quickly, have you been reflective on the game?
Yeah, a little bit. It's no doubt it's right up there with one of the best wins I've been a part of. 10 points at halftime, you know, the deficit to come back, and you know, I suppose they had a couple of repeat sets on us as well, and we end up defending our line extremely well. So yeah, and without a doubt, that's one of the best wins I've been a part of at Origin level.
And now with your quality of playmaker skillship, who now has to fill those very, very big shoes?
We've got a few in the line. Obviously, Michael Morgan would be the first choice there, but if we play Morgo at six, then we probably lose his utility role, which he's filled so much. At this level, obviously Cameron Munster's another one who was 18th man in game three, and then we got Corey Norman on the fringes as well. So and then we've got DCE, who's obviously played at this level before as well. So we're pretty blessed. I'm not too sure which way Kevy will want to go, but I'm sure, you know, either of those boys that I've mentioned, if they get the nod, they'll do a job for us.
Can I take a positive out of it for you? I know how important your girls are to you. I mean, you missed the season because of that, but to have some quality time, even while you're recovering with your daughters, mate, that's it, you just don't get it. Even when you post-career, your career in the media and everything's going to go to another level. So can you take that positive out of it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've got a big bike cruiser now, and I've put the trailer on the back, and both the girls are sitting there waiting for me to go for a cruise now. So,
Perfect.
I'm really looking forward to spending more time with the girls. You know, yesterday morning I was able to go and watch Frankie do a ballet display, which I wouldn't have had that opportunity if I wasn't injured. So there is some positives, and like you said, you know, spending some time with the family is number one now.
That's what's important, mate. Enjoy it.
Mate, thank you so much. I mean, you know, really valued the fact that you come on this morning. Thank you so much for your time. Well done on what was an unbelievable performance. And for Queensland, you have been unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's a shame. We'll see you in game three. No doubt you'll be there, and there'll be obviously some big celebrations there. You'll just be in a sling and on the sideline and not playing. But, mate, congratulations on everything you've achieved.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
There it is. Jonathan Thurston speaking on the Weekenders this morning with Dobbo and Margot Parker.
Well, look, I think, you know, people, we all get the sense of the community feel about JT and how much of a good bloke he is, you know, from a young bloke that started at the Bulldogs to where he is now. But I think people need to understand, too, that him and his wife have gone through some tough times. So to have those three beautiful young girls, I think Frankie was the first, IVF. You know, they didn't think they could have kids, and they had to go through that process. So they probably appreciate it a bit more now. And I just love the fact that Jono's got three girls, and when he won the grand final and he was sitting, you know, in the middle with that little doll, that little dark doll and that, and all and the scratches on his face. And I think Frankie just said, "Dad, your face has got blood and scratches all over it." And that's the beauty of, you know, the kids and what it means.
Yeah. I love the fact that he said he now can go to see Frankie's ballet. I mean, after the 10th ballet, he'll probably go, "Oh, I wish I was playing."
Yeah.
10?
And boys, and you got to say, we've all been there with our partners, but, mate, Sam Thurston, she's been the cornerstone of making JT a better person. And we all get to see the best of JT on and off the field, but if you've ever met Sam Thurston, you won't get a more humble person.
Yeah, like Kevy, not many people south of the border don't also love Jonathan Thurston and what he brings to the table. Congratulations, Jonathan Thurston, on an amazing, amazing Origin career. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Dryden's lawyers, protecting your future.